let's finish the Gaon Vayter. There are more pieces, there certainly are a number of more pieces to Hilchos Yeshiva, there are more details, but we've seen most of the major issues. I want to talk briefly about two final issues, and then tomorrow, Mr. Hashem, we'll try to put everything together in a Chazara shoot. Take a look at Pei Beis Amun Aleph. We spend time on Pei Amun Beis, and Pei Aleph Amun Aleph, and Pei Aleph Amun Beis. So let's take a look at Pei Beis Amun Aleph. There's two Mishnayos. First Mishnah already raises the issue that there could be certain work situations that present yichud issues. Rebbe is alone, a one-room schoolhouse, parents of the opposite gender come to pick up their children, so that could sometimes present a yichud issue. The first Mishnah also touches, perhaps, on to what extent does yichud have to take into account homosexuality or even bestiality. But I want to focus for now on the second Mishnah, the long Mishnah, the second Mishnah of Pei Beis Amun Aleph. That is the last Mishnah in the Masechta. Most of the Mishnah is about career choice. This is what the Mishnah is famous to talk about. Umnus Kala and Nikia, to be proactive, someone's thinking about a job that will at the same time provide a steady parnasa, and also in terms of the work environment and the schedule will also be consistent with the Torah lifestyle. All the different angles, so financially and personally. And the entree, and the Mishnah seems to deal with balancing working and learning. The entree into that is because the Mishnah begins by talking about the intersection of work and yichud. The Mishnah specifically says, the first line of the second Mishnah, Kol Sha Asaka Vim Hanashim, one whose business is with women, you see on the side, the other gear says, Kol Sha Umnasa Vim Hanashim, his craft is with women, Lo Yisacher Im Hanashim. He should not have yichud with women. And the obvious problem is, right, okay, and if you're a plumber, you should put on tefillin. And if you're a doctor, you should make sure you don't have to wear shanas. I mean, yeah, Jews have to keep mitzvot Torah regardless of what their profession is. What's it? We already told you that there's an issur yichud. So regardless of what your line of work is, isn't it obvious that you too should be careful about this day? Take a look at so there are several different approaches we've shown. Take a look at Rashi, Kol Sha'asaka v'manashin, here we are, Pei Beis Amud Aleph, the second Masnisin in Rashi. Kol Sha'asaka v'manashin, Kol Sha'asaka v'manashin, Shemaleches u'manuso nases l'anashim, v'anashin tzrichos lo. The work that he does is he has female customers, the women need him. So he produces, let's say, a tailor who produces women's clothing. For instance, Lo Yisachei Im Hanashim, he should not have yichud with him. Afilus Rashi says Im Harbei Nashim, he should leave a gaspahem. V'kul Machabos Olav. Ah, he shouldn't have yichud even with many women. Why? Because all of his customers are female, so he has his more familiarity. He uses the language of Kud Libo Gaspahem. Right? Same way the Gemara said before that we explicitly pay off from an Aleph. Libo Gasba mitigates the value of the matir of Baal Be'ir, and we saw that the Trumas Hadesha and the Chalkas Mechokah get involved, and the Chalkas Mechokah specifically, maybe Libo Gasba also neutralizes the impact of the matir Pesel Pasuach. So Rashi says, here's yet another example, the Asak of Manashim, his whole client base is female. So libo gaspahu v'chul mechapos alav, they're more likely to want to cover for him. V'ilu ish achrina, where someone else, ben shnei nashim tana. The Mishnah on Pei Amud Beis said, a man may not have yichud two women, avalim shalosh o arba shabir dami. But if you have more than two, Rashi makes a deal, will be fine. Rashi says, normally for a man to have yichud with three women, with four women, it'll be okay. But that heter, the Rashi just told us of, gimel nashim, in other words, two women count as together as a shomer. Reuven and Leah, that would be yichud. To add Yocheved, still yichud. But Rashi argues, but to add Yocheved and Shprinza, so that already is a valid shmir. They have one man with three women. So but Rashi says, but that heter of Shalosh Nashim, just like Baal Be'ir falls away if it's Libo Gaspu, so the heter of Shalosh Nashim also falls away if Libo Gaspu, specifically Asak of Im Nashim. The Tosis is not so excited about this. Tosis is not so excited, but they're not so convinced of Rashi's heter. They're not so convinced that in general, one man with three women is mutter. They say, Rashi, you create a heter and say, this is an exception to that. They say, we're not so sure that anyone is allowed to have yichud, one man with three women. L'chein nirali, the jumping into Tosis low, four lines from the bottom, even if his wife is there. She normally is a valid shomeres. Yeah, but if he's a sakiv manashim, that's an exception. The Tosis and Rashi agree in principle that the thrust of this Mishnah is lo yisached, even in a situation that would normally be mutter. There are general hilchos yichud for everyone. Then if you're a sakiv manashim, you're a rochel, the way Tosis put it, the rochel is a peddler who is typically selling to women. So if you're a peddler, especially you're a peddler who sells women's clothing, or not a peddler, not a traveling peddler, a man who runs a women's clothing shop, a man who runs a cosmetics business. So his clients are all women. So Rashi and Tosis disagree in the details in terms of which heter falls away by the rochel, by the Misha Sakman Hashem, but they both agree that's the concept. The concept, the way I understand this Mishnah, is even that there's some case which normally would be mutter, but because of the Sakman Hashem, it is all of a sudden now it's Aser. This is an exception to the Heter. But let's take a look in Shulchan Aruch. Let's see the flip side. Take a look at two things. Page 114, second page of in Simon Chavez, the end of the Ramah Sefei. We'll take questions in a moment. End Ramah Sefei, and then the Shulchan Aruch and Sif Zayin. End Ramah Sefei, this is the line that we had skipped. The last line. The Yesh Matirin, Ish Echad Im Nashim Harbei, Im Ein Isko Im Hanashim. Some allow one man to have yichud with three or more women, if he's not, if he doesn't have a female client base. If he's a regular fellow, is not a stock of manashim, then he could be makel to rely on the heter of shalosh nashim. Amar himself does not seem incredibly excited about it. As the Beis Shmuel points out, Sif Kan Yud, okay, that was Rashi. Tosfos didn't think so. Tosfos has a different twist. And then he points out, he says, why don't you take a look very briefly now at Sif Zayin. Sif Zayin is a quote from, as many Sifim are here, Sif Zayin Shulchan Aruch is a quote from the Rambam. Afilu ish she'esko u'malachto im hanashim asr lo hisyached im hanashim. Even one who's working with women still may not have yichud with women. Ketzad yasa, so how is he going to carry out his work? Yisaseki mahem v'ishto imo. Well, you make sure your wife is around. So if you run a women's clothing shop, so if your wife is working in the store also, so then you're fine. But or yifnelim lachaveres, or find a different line of work. But don't, work is not an excuse to not have yichud. So here's a fundamental machlokas. Rambam is reading the Mishnah totally differently. As Rashi and Tosfos both saw the Mishnah as saying it's more usher for him because he's a Asak Manashim. Rambam is saying, no, you would have had a hava mina that Asak Manashim is a matir. He's used to women, he's with women all day long, so maybe he could take liberties. Oh, you don't work with women so much, oh, you get so excited. But he's morgul v'kach. He's in a cold environment all the time, so for him it's just fine. Rambam says, no. That law, we don't accept that logic. Just because I'm working with women 8-10 hours a day doesn't allow me to take liberties. It also means Rav Vazna to talk about to The Rambam seems to be assuming that just because it's a business context doesn't make it more mutter. The Rambam does also specifically reject what Tosfos had a chumrah, the ishta o imo disappears if it's a sakonashim. Rambam clearly says that's fine, but one needs to keep hilchas yichud even in a business context. One needs to keep hilchas yichud even if you have a lot of exposure and you might feel more immune to the Sahara. That, as we have seen in recent times, just because one has more exposure to foreign environments, very cold environments, is not a guarantee that men will behave appropriately. One final point, and that is the sheer zman for yichud. We will pick that up from Yirtzeh Hashem tomorrow. So tomorrow, I'm glad to stick around for questions for a couple of minutes and enjoy your lunch.
What is Rashi's?